Well, good morning, everybody. Monday morning, nearly the first day of spring. I can't wait. Darren Saul here, your host of Playing With Perspective, the Suspended Animation Podcast, episode 98. And I have the fantastic James Short in the studio. How you doing, James?
Darren, fantastic, mate. Great to be here. It's an honor and a privilege to share the mic with you, mate. Really excited.
Mate, I'm really looking forward to this because it's a topic that, you know, we don't get a lot of coverage about, so it's going to be really interesting to dive in. And we're going to be chatting about how dads can be real superheroes in this new modern world. So I think that's going to be fascinating. But I thought I'd give everybody a quick rundown into who James is and what he's about. So James Short has been transforming lives within business and at homes for the past 10 years. Most of his clients initially come to him to help with their business strategy and mindset. However, it really starts at home, and this is where he has had a huge impact, especially with dads, helping them with confidence and certainty as they step into the new chapter called fatherhood and being a real dad. James has developed a new program called the Real Dad Program, where he helps dads learn how to manage work, home, health, and relationships to ensure they make it happen. With his amazing wife, they have developed the Calm Nest, which helps couples to be calm before, during, and after birth. James has three awesome kids, an amazing wife of 21 years. He's an ultra endurance athlete, and he practices what he preaches. James, I'm tired even just reading that. I'm exhausted. How the hell did you manage?
Who is that bloke? Who's that bloke?
Where do you come up with the time for all this? My God.
Sleep's overrated sometimes, but no, anyway, all good.
Well done. Well, mate, tell us a bit more about you that I haven't covered, even though we've covered a lot, but how's things going, and tell us a bit about your background.
Yeah, really appreciate it, Darren. And once again, thank you for allowing me to share the journey. Pleasure. I think it started back when I was five, going back into a wee young lad. I was fortunate enough for my parents to get divorced, and people go, well, what's that all about? Yeah. And looking back, in a hindsight's amazing, but looking back, that was a real pivoting point. You know, I had three amazing sisters and myself, so the only boy of the house, right. Thinking, oh, you know, right, he's the man of the house now, and a 5-year-old,
Are you younger or older, or what's your, where do you?
Yeah, so I've got two older and one younger, but I tell you what, they love, you know, coming together and picking on me when I was young, and until I hit the gym, yeah. And I got built up some muscles, and then it was the other way around. So they really learned, right? Okay, maybe we won't be picking on the brother anymore. What I realized from that was I had a choice.
Yeah.
Looking back, I had a choice of to repeat the same patterns, you know, because of non-communications, going to the cave, and you know, that constant locking heads, or yeah. I could actually repeat or take a new course. And, you know, that, you know, ventured me off into the sporting world, into the fitness world after school, degree of sports science, and opened our first fitness gymnasium back in 2002. We were in the fitness industry till 2008. We had a couple of different centers, had some great success and around that time, and sold the business back in 2008, and then went back into some further studies, and then moved into a coaching space, you know, where I had mastermind groups, I had one-on-one coaching group programs. And yep. And since 2009, that's where I've sort of been flourished, is going into businesses and helping them, looking at their strategy, looking at their mindset, looking at their accountability, getting clear on what they're wanting to achieve. And then it sort of dovetails into, well, what's happening on the home front?
Yeah.
And, you know, story after story after story, I was like, you know what, business is going really well, but thank goodness I can have you in my corner on the home front, because yep. It's like, what about this and what about that? And that's just, you know, being brought up by women, so seeing understanding on a different perspective, the education, my own journey, and to now, you know, with my lovely wife of 21 years, to really go through and workshop different things of like, let's communicate about that rather than going into a cave and not saying anything.
Yes.
It's like, well, let's explore that. And so that's where today it's exciting of what we've created, both Nat and I, and what we're moving into. So yeah, it's awesome. been interesting.
Sounds like an interesting journey. And it's really fascinating how generally it happens that when you decide to go on one journey and you scratch the surface, you start uncovering all these things underneath, and then your purpose starts to go deeper, like you did. You start off with business, but then you go further into the home environment. Yeah. Fascinating how that happens. But why did you start getting into coaching in the first place? What led you into coaching?
Good question. I've always, for my first business at the age of 17, back in the fitness industry, I've always had a coach myself. Even today, I work with two business coaches within my own personal business. Gotcha. And so from, you know, what am I now? I just turned 44. I've always had a coach, and I've realized obviously the importance of that. And when I sold the business back in 2008, I was part of many mastermind groups and so forth. And I remember, you know, thinking about, okay, I was Mr. Fitness and industry and blah, 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 story, like where to now? Yeah. So I thought, let's put a pilot program together. So I put a pilot program together for 4 months. I had 10 people. We came together and I facilitated the session. Every fortnight would come and say, try this tool, try this technique. And in 4 months, people achieved more in that 4 months than they did the whole previous year. And I remember one guy in particular, a quick little story, was he was an interior designer, and he had a goal of being Australia's most recognized interior designer. Yeah. And anyway, halfway through the program, an opportunity came across his table to be on a reality TV show. Now you think about 2009 reality TV shows, they were like really hit and miss.
Yeah.
Anyway, the groups go, we'll back you. And he went on it and he came second.
Yeah.
And his name is Darren Palmer. Right. So you fast forward now and you look at, you know, what he's, you know, the judge on the block on the TV show. I just saw him the other night. I was like, all these amazing sponsorships, all these, you know, amazing journey that he's created. And I saw him, you know, a couple of months ago now. And he goes, I remember that first session that we did, that mastermind group. And that's where it sort of, it started, where people go from that group, I'm starting a business. I've got a business. I've got a team. And that's where it eventuated from.
Fantastic. And so, you know, moving into what you're doing nowadays, obviously you're doing a lot of things, but you have a real focus on dads. Is that obviously because you're a dad, or is there something else that kind of led you into specializing in that area?
Yeah, it's quite an interesting journey. So obviously with the coaching side of things, you know, helping clients who are dads, and then moving in and transitioning that. But, you know, three amazing kids. My stepdaughter, Riley, she's 27. Lily, she's 12. And my son, Tiger, he's 10. Yep. And just noticing the impact of being a father and all the ups and downs that come with it. But the real turning point was working with my wife. So back when we're about to have Lily, we attended a two-day course called Calm Birth. Right. And it's a two-day course to really understand the beliefs and the behaviors and the mindset around having birth and the role of the partner, the mindset and the physiology and the psychology for the woman as they go through. And like, I've done some personal development courses in my life.
Yep.
I came away from that two-day course. I went, babe, like that was just mind-blowing. It shifted my own belief around what birth and the role and all that kind of stuff is, and got inspired. And so Lily, when she was born, how's this? We utilized the principles and the techniques. Nat had her in the bath, and she actually came out asleep. We had to wake her up.
Oh my God.
She just came out that relaxed.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And so that inspired Nat to then go back to uni at 40 and study midwifery. So she studied midwifery, came through and qualified midwife. She was practicing in the Royal Randwick at hospital. And then I had that yearning of becoming a calm birth practitioner. And seeing her over these last 4 or 5 years of delivering these courses and the testimonials that she's getting from these couples, it's just been amazing and beautiful. But I realized there was a little gap missing, and that was for the dads.
Yeah.
It was just like, you know, like there's that little bit of, okay, there's some conscious parenting in there, which is amazing. But like, what happens after? What happens with the emotional roller coaster? What happens when we go back to work and trying to juggle this and juggle that and everything that comes with it? And that's why, you know what? Let's share some tools and techniques and some strategies, because we know guys love fixing things.
Yeah.
And let's show them how to fix a few other things rather than their partners or the environment. And so that's where the Real Dads program has eventuated from.
Fascinating. And I think you're right. I mean, guys are probably a bit neglected in that journey. And, you know, we talk about the emotional impact on the women and, you know, postnatal depression and all these things that can happen, but guys never really get a mention.
Yeah.
But they're going through a lot as well. And as you say, to adjust to work, adjust to the lack of sleep, to adjust to all these things.
So, and it's so interesting, right? It's so interesting because pre-baby, it's the guy is on top of the pecking order.
Yeah.
right? It's just like the relationship is in, the love is in, the connection is in. And then the baby comes along and the guy goes falling like, down the rungs. And they go, what about me? Woo-hoo. And it's like, you know, I spoke to someone just the other week. And it's like, by the time I bath and feed and by the time I, you know, do this and do that, like, I just don't want to talk to him.
Yeah.
And this is from a female's perspective. This is from the wife. So I said, oh, I totally get it. And so the guy's going, ah. So, yeah.
Yeah, so it takes a bit of, you know, understanding of that journey and that process for the guys to understand where they fit in and how they best deal with that whole situation.
Correct.
And how that might change in later stages as the journey progresses.
Yeah, so true. So
Fascinating, mate. Now, in terms of, you know, connection in general, do you think guys are these days lacking a bit of connection, or is it just connection in general we're all, you know, craving at the moment because of the digital world and everything else that happens and the pace of the world?
What's Yeah, definitely. I think, well, there's a multi-level on that. I think connection in general is lacking, you know, since, you know, through this pandemic when we've seen lockdowns and we've seen people out of their normal routine of having connection in work or friends or family and being in that family unit, which therefore can lead to different types of stresses. Yeah. So there's a lack of connection there. And obviously with the digital age, it's like, you know, the rural social media where it's just like, oh, we'll connect to you, but when we feel like it and not all in, we'll just go partly in. And I think in particular for the guys, it's that feeling that we've got it all together, but a lot of the time that we don't. And, you know, I've been so fortunate enough for the past 23 years, I was working out with the guys on Saturday. For the past 23 years, every Saturday morning, I catch up with a bunch of mates. And we go for a little run around Coogee in Sydney. We go for a swim in the water, and this is all year round. Yep. And then we catch up for breakfast. And this is an opportunity before schools, before sports, before everyone wakes up, just to reconnect and just to go, how's your week? How are you doing? Is there anything that we need to discuss within around the table? And what it does, it just sets up for the weekend, but also allows us to reconnect on a guy's level. And it's just, it's a beautiful thing. We've seen births, we've seen deaths, we've seen marriages, we've seen divorces, we've seen it all, we've all stuck together over the past 23 years. And it's that connection is definitely so important.
That's fantastic. And, you know, cause you see that with women all the time, you know, they've got mothers groups and friends and they're always going for coffee and this and walking and blah, blah, blah. But guys don't do that. And I think traditionally guys have this bravado, you know, guys, we want to be the strong people. We want to be the, you know, we can handle it all. We put on a brave face, but underneath we go through the same things as everybody else.
So true.
So it's interesting that, you know, nice that you've come up with that scenario. So you do that every week, do you?
Every week. Yep. Every week. We've got a little WhatsApp group. All right. Well, we're up for depends on who's injured. Are we up for a walk, run?
Yeah.
Or just a swim.
Depends on who's injured. Yeah. As we're getting older.
That's it. Right.
Yeah, I love it. And so in terms of, you know, guys in general, do you think in this time, what have you noticed about how guys are handling this particular time more than, you know, women?
Yeah, I think that the level of stress has definitely increased, you know, on a financial level, on an emotional level. You know, traditionally it's the guys that feel that they need to go out and be the provider. Mm. But it's not, doesn't have to be the case. Okay. Yes. You know, depending on if you're a father, where that life cycle is of the child and at home care, but by communicating, by really opening up and being okay with that, what happens is that we tend to bottle stuff up and we go into our cave and trying to work it out in our own head.
Yep.
But we can't solve the problem, right, with the same headspace that created the problem. Yep. So this is where by communicating, by having, you know, a guys group or speaking to your partner or just someone that can actually ask questions, because 9 out of 10 times we've got the answer within us, but it's just asking the right questions to work through to get the right solutions. And so that's where guys, we need to be up and we need to and literally just put our hand up and go, hey, what are your thoughts around this? Not necessarily I need help with, right? Because think where, you know, really we do need help, but sometimes what we call the little ego in ourselves prevent us to actually put our hand up.
Yep.
But this is where, you know, the program, it looks at, let's have a look at that ego and Because the ego really there, I believe the ego is there to protect us.
Definitely. I think ego is great. Like ego has two parts. It has a very favorable part and it has a negative part. And you just have to know how to work with it.
Exactly. And when you get those tools and strategies on how to work it, it can be your best friend, yeah. But it's the ability to, hey, listen, what are your thoughts around this? Or can I run something past you?
Yeah.
Start that dialogue and watch what unfolds.
Yeah. And that's harder for men because we're not brought up to do that. You know, men Correct. Are just not brought up to be expressive and talk about our feelings and what's troubling us. It's just not the way it is. Guys go out, play cricket, play rugby, have a coffee, have a laugh. And then, you know, back home.
Yeah. And that's the thing, right? It's asking those questions and really, hey, just checking in. Are you okay? Or is there anything else you want to put out on the table? And just being open and honest with it rather than trying to bottle it all up. Because I guarantee your mates are going through maybe either a similar journey or they've gone through a similar journey or a similar journey is coming their way.
Absolutely. So it just goes to show you, I think over time, as we progress in society, the roles starting to change a little bit. We're starting to, you know, the traditional male role is starting to change and you know, the way that we deal with things is starting to change, which is good, I suppose.
So true.
So yep. James, tell us more about your program, how that works. You know, how do you work with guys? Is it in groups? Is it by themselves? Is it
definitely
mastermind groups, et cetera, et cetera?
So the Real Dads program is a day course where we look at a couple of different areas. We look at, you know, Real stands for respect. So how do we have that self-respect and the respect for others and really unlock that and look at where are you having that self-respect or where you may be dropping the ball around that.
Right.
We also then look at emotional awareness on ourselves, and then emotional awareness and the roller coaster journey that sometimes the partners go through with, you know, increase and decrease of hormones and all those, that different journey. Then we look at the being adaptable and looking at how do we adapt and wear all the different hats? You know, we have our home hat, we have our work hat, we have our friend's hat, and how do we adjust to the different environments so we get the best version of you in those different environments? And then the last component is loving, is really how do we connect on a deeper level? And we're not talking about, you know, the intimate stuff. We're talking about how do we connect on a deep loving level. So you have that respect, you come from a place of not in judgment.
Yep.
And you're being open with your communication. And so when we look at these four key areas, and we do that within our group program that we have, and that's where we're running them monthly now, that allows us to really unpack and give the guys some great tools and strategies to walk away in their little toolkit.
Yep.
So when certain things come up, they can re-come back to those tools and go, maybe I need to implement that or do this or do that. So, because we love fixing things. So if we give them things to fix, then they feel that they can actually move forward for themselves and also in their relationships and be the role model they want to be for their kids.
Beautiful. I love it. You know, men love their toolkit, so you give them a little toolkit.
That's it.
And where do you do these programs?
So all these programs are online, which is great because it allows, you know, you can dial in from anywhere. Yeah. You know, the joys of technology now, we've been running a lot of these online programs for years now, and it's becoming the norm. The connection, the collaboration, and the communication that we have through these online sessions, it's amazing.
Oh, and is it always you facilitating that, or do you have other people working for you as well, or with you?
It's me. Yeah, I'm the facilitator. I'm the trainer, and we've got a great support team. But I'm the facilitator for the Real Dads program.
Wow, and I'm really fascinated by the way you mentioned one of those parts was emotional intelligence, because that's something that's becoming more and more of a buzzword these days than ever before. I'm hearing it constantly, and it's, you know, makes perfect sense why that's the case. But it's fascinating why emotional intelligence has become such a strong aspect of who we are and what we do. And even it's starting to overshadow, you know, other styles of intelligence. Emotional intelligence, understanding yourself and others, is becoming so important, probably particularly in this crazy world.
So true. And the tools and the strategies that they learn in the program is easily replicable in work, in their business. You know, and we talk about emotional awareness, and, you know, the emotional awareness leader these days, you'll see time and time again how much more productivity that they get within their in their teams, how better results that they have, how engaged is their culture in their environment and culture in their teams. So once again, it's having an awareness of our own emotions and managing them, and then being able to adapt and be aware of others' emotions and how to then manage them at the same time. So emotional awareness, it's amazing.
It's key because they work together. You can't really deal with other people and understand other people if you haven't got a handle on yourself.
Correct.
You know, they work together.
Yeah, so true. Absolutely. So true.
And do you do, if people want like one-on-one longer term coaching and stuff like that, do you do that as well if you want?
Yeah, so we've got an exciting new program that's coming up, and that it's called The Next Nine. So it's a program that we're
launching. Next Nine, I like that.
That's cool. Yeah, it's a program that we're launching during September. Nice. So and that really goes into, you know, that further support. How can we really keep on connecting? You know, like what I've done with my mates over the last 23 years. How do we have that ongoing support if it's one on one, if it's a group? And so that's where the Next Nine will really fill that gap as well.
Okay, awesome. And are you getting some pushback from guys that, you know, might, when you start talking about the program, do guys say, oh, I don't know if that's for me? Or do guys generally say, yeah, I need that?
It's really like the feedback has been phenomenal, but it's just like, you almost hear the sigh. It's like, oh, yes, I need that. It's just like, oh, thank goodness, you know. There is a little bit of, okay, so tell me a little bit more. And then once we have the discussion, you can pick up where I can ask them some interesting questions, pick up and go, oh yeah, I need that. Thanks. Perfect timing.
Because you got to kind of break through the surface a little bit.
Yeah, that's right. It's like, let's have a little bit of scratch and the next minute it all comes out.
Fantastic. You know, I love case studies or examples. So have you got any great stories about, you know, obviously very confidential, but
sure,
about how you helped some people and some guys in particular, and they came back and said, wow, look what I've been able to achieve after doing your program.
Yeah, it's amazing. So one guy in particular, you know, we went through the program with him, and, you know, he was having some troubles with home, just around communication. He's got a very successful building company, right, and, you know, having some issues at home. And what happened was that he's just like, I can't get through. And then what we did is it workshopped it and provided some strategies and some solutions around that connection, but more importantly, stepping into the role model for his daughters. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just the other week he rings me and goes, a lot of my clients call me Shorty, mate, I just want to give you a heads up. Business is flying. It's absolutely amazing. But more important is the stuff that's happening at home. Wow. He said, I've started what you've suggested to me is keeping a gratitude journal every night and just writing down things that I'm grateful for. Nice. But what the amazing thing is that I'm actually doing it with my daughter. And so we're having this time together, really bonding and connecting of what we're grateful for each day. And you can just see the connection that I'm having with her, and it's just amazing. And that's and flowing through the other daughter and my wife. And I just want to say thank you so much. It's like, man, that's the stuff that's just like beautiful, heartfelt, you know, message, where you've made a change on the business, but more importantly at home and stepping into that role model.
Awesome. Awesome. And so one of those steps obviously was to, you know, put together
gratitude journal. Gratitude. So every day, just list the 5 to 10 things that you're grateful for. Awesome. And what happens is it starts to shift the energy within you. And therefore, because when you're feeling grateful, you cannot feel fear. When you're feeling grateful, you cannot feel anger. When you're feeling grateful, you cannot feel any negative emotion. It's the most incredible feeling when you feel that gratitude. Yeah. It just takes a lot of those negative emotions out. Yeah. And so when we can, you know, work from that space, that just starts to flow in every aspect of our life.
Yeah, it's teaching us to really change our perspective a little bit and think about and dwell on the good things. And then the things that are more challenging in our lives just kind of fall away.
Yeah, and so true.
They lose power. They lose perspective.
Yeah, so true. So true.
So, I mean, I don't want to give away too much of your program, but have you got a couple of other strategies, you know, two or three strategies that you might use in your program that people can say, oh, I like that. Maybe that's something that I'd like to explore further.
Yeah, one of the things that I love sharing is, you know, wearing of the different hats. You know, as I mentioned before, you know, what happens is that sometimes when we're at work or in running the business, it's just like, go, 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 problem solve, problem solve, problem solve. And sometimes we can take that energy back into home, and where it's like, it's not necessarily needed of problem solving. Yeah. And so we actually have over 555 characteristics within us. Like, it's a lot, right? We have the lover, we have the hater, we have the negotiator, we have the seller. We have all these different characteristics.
Is that men and women both have about 550 or?
Correct.
More or less?
Right. No. We both, men and women, have around about 555. But what can happen is that we're drawing upon different characteristics in environments that we don't necessarily need them. So the characteristics we're drawing upon in the work doesn't necessarily work in home.
No.
And so this is where the confusion is the crossover, where, you know, you may be great at doing sales on the phone, but then, you know, you don't necessarily, when you're about to go to bed, have those same characteristics, right? So it's looking at that. And so one of the techniques that I've come up with is who are you being right now? Who's showing up? And I remember a time many, many years ago, you know, coaching and presenting and speaking and all that. I used to come home and I was like almost wired. It was like, I'd come in like the Tasmanian devil and just have a whirlwind, right?
Yeah.
And my eldest stepdaughter, Riley, she said, "Shorty, we love you, but we're not your clients. Get outside into the car and do your little process."
Yeah. And
so what I do now is before I go home, I sit in the driveway and I ask myself, where am I? Where am I about to step into? It's like, okay, I'm about to walk into home. Who do I need to be?
Yep.
Who needs to show up? Wow. I need to be the loving husband and the awesome dad. All right. Now let's think of a time when I was the loving husband and the awesome dad. And I think about that past experience when I could see it, feel it, hear it, taste it, touched it. And I really immersed myself in that past experience. And you can see how I've shifted my tonality already.
Yeah,
I can hear it.
It's totally changed.
Yeah, right? And so now I walk in the door and go, hey, dad's home. And the whole connection of the kids and the wife, it's just a whole different level. And so that's about who's showing up. And we teach the guys who shows up in all aspects of your life. Who shows up when you're at sport? Who shows up when you're exercising? Who shows up when you're having a date night? Yep. And so really being clear on who that person is, because it's not about changing who you are, but it's about accessing those characteristics that you need to access when the time is right.
I love it. And probably vice versa. You don't go into a business negotiation as a loving dad. You say, all right, I'm here to get something done. Let's go. Let's put on the hard hat. We're going to get something done here, but
spot on, right? You go try and negotiate a deal after you've been reading a nursery rhyme. Yeah, it's not going to happen, right? So we need to go, who's that negotiator that's about to show up to put this deal together? Absolutely. Right. Let's see it. And you can see here, and you can hear my tonality already change because I'm thinking about it. It's like, boom.
Yeah. The level of your voice has got much louder. You know, it's more assertive.
Yeah.
You know, so it's about the awareness of self, to understand who you are playing right now and who you need to be.
Correct.
And who needs you to do something.
Correct.
Oh, yep. I love that. That's fantastic. Anything else that you want to share with us? I love that one.
Yeah. And the other one that I want to share with you is about that emotional awareness. It's about, you know, we talk about emotions and guys go, but a lot of the time emotions are very powerful things. Yeah. And if we can have that understanding of our own emotional awareness, is like, okay, so when your partner said that triggered you off, what was the emotion? All right, cool. Well, where did that actually come from? Like, was it a past event? Where was that? Where did that originate from to allow you to have that, reaction the way you did?
So you obviously understood, you felt that emotion connected with another time in your life, and that's what you've channeled through. So you're just trying to understand, where did that come from? How did you get to that point?
Correct. Because we, you know, majority of our beliefs and behaviors are formed up to the age of 7. So if we can have a look and unpack, you know, where did that come from and get the positive lesson from that past event, what happens then next time we go into a conversation that could be what I call, you know, a courageous conversation, it doesn't have the emotional impact. It's like we can be aware of our emotions. We can breathe through it because the power of the breath is so important. Because I've got a saying, when emotion is high, logic is low.
Yeah.
And so when we can regulate our emotions through our breathing, through our breath, so we decrease that emotional state, increase the logic, and have a courageous conversation to have a win-win outcome.
Yeah, fantastic. And here's just another interesting question. Do you practice meditation or mindfulness as part of what you do to help you do that?
Yeah, spot on. So, you know, meditating every day, sometimes a couple of times a day, just to really center. And, you know, it could be any forms of meditation. I use breathing techniques. I guided meditation. It just depends on what I feel like for that morning. But it does it for me. It really sets up the day and ready to take on the day.
Wow, makes sense. Well, James, that's fascinating stuff. I mean, I think that's very interesting. I'm going to definitely be exploring this further and have a look at some of your programs. I'm not a dad, but I'm just fascinated by this whole concept. But if people want to get in touch with you and learn more about the program, and what's the best way for them to do it?
Yeah, sure. They can jump over to thecalmnest.com.au, thecalmnest.com.au, and jump on. There's actually a free guide there, what I call the back pocket guide in being a real dad, and they can download that for free, and that should share some more tips and strategies for the dads out there as well.
Oh, fantastic. Well, James, thank you so much for being on the show. That is absolutely fascinating stuff, and I've enjoyed so much getting into the psyche of the male, the male fatherhood figure as well, which has been fascinating.
Well, awesome. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure. I always like to ask my guests to leave us with one or two tips that we can implement right now in our day to help us with whichever role that we're going to play. You've given us so many, but is there anything that you can come up with?
Yeah, I think if you want to come back to the power of the breath, so sometimes throughout the day we can get into overwhelm, we can get into frustration. So I share this little exercise: is when we feel a bit overwhelmed, what I get people to do is to actually stand up. Yep. I get them to take three deep breaths while they're looking up into the sky or to the roof, and then jump up and down like five times to get some movement.
Okay.
Take another three deep breaths and get into it. And so what happens is that we park that overwhelm, and then by creating some energy allows us to get us refocus, and the breath takes the emotion away, increases the logic, off and running.
I love it. Well, mate, sensational. Thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure, and I hope the audience has really learned a lot from that, and I'm sure they have. I'm sure there's lots of dads out there that are thinking, wow, I never really thought about it in those terms. Even just that tip about being present and understanding which role you need to play right now, that is just gold for me. And that can work for, you know, fathers and not fathers. That can work for men and women and everybody. So I think it's, you know, an amazing little strategy. So thanks again, mate. Really appreciate it.
Pleasure. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. And for everybody out there, I hope you gained a lot about that. Definitely, if you want to learn some more, go and check out James's website, and I'll put all the links in the show notes for you. And we'll see you very, very soon for another episode of Playing with Perspective. Bye for now.